Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Powering your property on Money FM 89.3.
It is time for Powering Your Property this Tuesday afternoon. The acceleration of digital adoption has massively changed the nature of work.
Now, this in turn has changed the way employees are expected to work today and post-pandemic.
As more employees bring the office into their living rooms, these so-called seismic shifts are helping some companies flourish while challenging those that are slow to respond.
Well, Natalie Craig, Managing Director of C&W Services, joins us now on the line to share more on how they are reimagining the future of work with the transformation of the company, of its headquarters.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Timothy. How are you?
We are good, Natalie. Now, Natalie, how has C&W Services transformed the workplace to embrace this kind of diversity and create a more inclusive environment?
That's a good question. We've done quite a lot just recently. You know, like many businesses, COVID presented us with both a challenge and an opportunity. The challenge being that we had to send many of our workers home when restrictions were put in place. We have actually a workforce that's divided into two different groups. We have our headquartered staff based in our office here in Chai Chi. And then we have quite a large proportion of staff that actually go out to client sites every day to provide facility management expertise to clients directly at their places of work. So we obviously had staff who we had to continue to manage going to work during COVID, but for our headquarters, everybody went home and had to stay home. That was a big shift for us, where we had a very traditional office model of people being in the office to work. Following COVID, we realized that we needed a strategy to bring people mm-hmm. back to the office. And we also realized that while working in a virtual world was fine, you know, technology's been allowed us to still be very accessible and be very agile, we realized that we missed a lot of very critical parts of the workplace community, coming together to collaborate, teaching our younger people, our graduates and our interns, the sort of critical and technical nature of the job. And we'd also lost the ability to connect as people, as a team, to grow community and to grow relationships. So we decided that as part of emerging out of COVID, we needed a new strategy for our workplace. So we took our workplace and we completely reimagined it. We called it Project Reimagine, actually. We completely demolished our entire office space and we rebuilt it based on what we believed would be a workplace of the future. So what we've really done is we've looked at what's the real reason for leaving your home to go to work. You do not need to go into an office to sit in front of your laptop and check your emails. Everybody can do that at home now thanks to laptops and Wi-Fi. So what we decided is the priority for us, for our headquartered staff, were that we wanted them to come back into the office to connect with one another. We wanted them to come back in to collaborate. We wanted them to build relationships as a team. We wanted to teach our young people more about the expertise of facilities management and engineering.
We were just talking about the importance of that personal mm-hmm. human mm-hmm. connection at the workplace.
Absolutely. Sorry.
Now, for listeners who just joined us, we're speaking to Natalie Craig, Managing Director of C&W Services, which is the facilities and engineering arm of leading global real estate services firm Cushman & Wakefield, right? And talking about the newly transformed headquarters in Singapore at Chai Chi. Natalie, Melissa here. Tell us more about the features that you put into this new headquarters.
Sure, Melissa. Well, we've got a lot of great features. First of all, it's just a very new and modern design and something that actually another part of our Cushman & Wakefield service or our arm was able to do for us. We have a workplace team, a design team and a project management team. So we came together as a business to design the office, to then project manage the work in the office and then now to manage the office. So an open plan mm-hmm. workspace was one of our requirements.
Okay.
Making sure that it was fully inclusive and accessible. We do have a number of staff here with disability and we're actually a very very passionate diversity and inclusiveness hirer, our employer. So we wanted to make sure that the office was fully accessible, meaning that doors were automated, there were ramps to get to different parts of the office where there might have been stairs. We have adjustable desks so that wheelchairs can be accommodated. you know, elements like that. We've also made it as sustainable as we can through the use of sensors around the office that monitor movement within the office to try and minimise use of, you know, electricity and air conditioning. Mm. We also have indoor air quality assessors because obviously we're all very concerned about well-being, mm-hmm. health and well-being within the office. But we've also developed two different concepts. One is that we're treating our office as a living lab, we're calling it. What that means is, as a facilities management provider, we're always looking at better ways that we can service our clients. And so we're actually bringing technologies into our own workplace to test them out on our own staff to see what's going to work really well in this environment so we can introduce it to our clients. Mm.
Natalie, you know, one of those things that I realize after being able to work from home during the pandemic was privacy that I have at home, where nobody really has to disturb me unless they have to. Mm. So with your open concept office, though, don't you think that it will be an attractive option for employees to come back to work if they have some sort of that privacy that they were used to when they were working at home?
So, yeah, so it's definitely a good point. And I agree. I still feel uncomfortable having a phone call out in the open plan when people can hear me because
exactly.
I haven't had
that. One thing.
Absolutely. So, look, we've got plenty of meeting rooms. We've got more than 20 meeting rooms. We also have these fantastic phone booth concepts, which are soundproof phone booths. You can go and make private calls as needed. But we are also encouraging people to challenge a little bit the way that they are thinking about work because you're absolutely right. We've all gotten used to privacy, but I think we've also lost the value of what it's like to have that really quick hallway conversation to sort out a problem.
So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, do you have booths, for example, where people can maybe lie down while they're working on their laptop or taking that phone call without being seen or without being judged by their colleagues?
Look, we do have a few little hidden corners with some very comfy couches, and I've actually picked out a personal favourite chair that that's very private and very comfortable. So, yes, we do have a variety
that's
of different ways of sitting and working. And if anyone's looking for me, I'll be in that corner on that cozy couch.
I probably will be too. How are you harnessing the power of technology, though, to drive sustainability and wellness and the flexibility in the workplace?
Technology is central to what we're doing now. And really the focus we've realized is not just about technology. There are plenty of apps and tools out there that you can bring into your workplace that makes things more efficient, but you get the best value out of it when you have the right data. So we're very focused on ways that we can collect data about our environment, ways that we can collect data about the way that we use the space, and then how we use that data to help us both predict and make better choices about the way that we use our space. So, for example, we now have a one-stop shop app for our staff. When they want to come into the office, they can book a desk, they can book a meeting room, they can connect with a colleague to see where their colleague's going to be sitting for that day to make sure that they can sit nearby or perhaps sit as far away as they want to from their boss if there's a difficult conversation. They can order food. There are all sorts of things that they can do. So making the use of the office really efficient through technology is important. We also manage a lot of our clients' sites remotely through a room that we've built called a remote operations center. So that's basically a room that we've built that is fully equipped with a whole lot of monitoring equipment and technology. We have sensors that we've installed both in our office and around our client sites that feed back information and allow us through a single place to be monitoring what's going on the ground on a variety of locations in Singapore.
All right. That sounds very interesting. We should be checking out
I went to your website, actually, as we were speaking, to try and get some pictures to look at. So I'm not sure if you're open to, you know, public, but I'm sure if anyone's interested to make similar sort of improvements to their offices, then they know who to contact. Natalie
All right,
Craig.
Natalie, thank you very much for joining us here on Powering Your Property. Natalie Craig is the Managing Director of CNW Services.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.